There is a verse in Proverbs that says, pride goes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. And, so the story is told about two ducks and a frog that were in a pond.
那句话是说，在跌倒以前，骄傲，在跌倒以前必有骄傲，所以我要跟大家讲一个故事。And
these two ducks and a frog got along together very well. In fact, they played with each other every day.
就是说，有一个池塘里面有两只鸭子跟一个青蛙，他们是好朋友，每天在一起玩。But
as the summer got hotter and hotter, like our last year's summer, the pond began to dry up.
但是夏天越来越热，这个水就越来越少了。And
soon there was such little water in the pond, they knew they were going to have to move from the pond and go somewhere else.
到最后地方太小，没有水了，他们必须要迁移到别的地方去。Now
that was no problem for the ducks because they could fly, but it was a problem for the frog.
对鸭子来讲，它们飞走就好了，但是这个青蛙怎么办呢？
So they decided that each one, that the ducks would take a bill and put a stick in their two mouths like this.
所以鸭子他们就想到一个办法，就是找的一根芦苇，一个棒，芦苇棒子，然后鸭子两个嘴巴，一人夹一个。And
the frog would hang on to the stick.
然后青蛙呢就咬着那个棒子，跟着他们一起飞。And
they would fly him to another pond.
他们这样就可以从一个池塘飞到另外一个池塘。And
that's what they did.
那就是他们就是要做了这件事情。And
as they were flying, a farmer looked up and saw them and said, well, isn't that a clever idea? I wonder who thought of that.
一个农夫看到就说，哎呀，这是谁想到的聪明的，这么聪明的办法。And
the frog opened his mouth and said, I did. Curse flat.
所以这个青蛙就先抢这个功劳，然后它就掉到地上去。Well,
we're going to be talking about pride and humility this morning.
所以我们今天要讲的题目就是骄傲跟谦卑。And
I found this definition on the internet I really liked.
我在网上面找到这个骄傲的定义。
It says, pride is excessive belief in one's own abilities that interferes with the individual's recognition of the grace of God. It has been called the sin from which all other sins arise.
这个定义是这样讲的，说骄傲就是过度的相信一个人的能力，以至于阻碍了这个人对于这个神给他恩典的认识。那么骄傲可以说是所有其他罪的泉源。
And in my database of illustrations, I read this story.
然后我在另外一些资料上面找到第二个故事。A
missionary was doing translation work, and he had a hard time putting this pride, or at least the concept of it, into the language he was translating into.
有一个去别的地方宣教的宣教士，他在翻译当地的语言。 要把这个，可能要把圣经翻译成当地的语言。对于这个骄傲这个字，他不晓得怎么翻。And
he finally came up with the idea of using their words of the ears being too far apart because of a big head.
所以他就想到用这样一个图像的方法来告诉，当地的这些人民说，骄傲就是一个就像一个很大的头，那耳朵跟耳朵差得很远。
And that's really an idiom in English. If somebody says you have a big head, it means you're proud.
在英文里面，这个大头就是骄傲的意思。Well,
it's interesting that the Catholic Church has a list of what they call seven deadly sins, and pride is the number one on that list.
在天主教里面也有这样的一个讲法，有七种非常致命的罪。那么第一个就是骄傲。And
C.S. Lewis, in his book called Screwtape Letters, said that some people are even proud of their humility.
这个有名的基督徒作家 C.S. Lewis 在他一本书里面也讲到说，甚至有人 对于他的谦卑非常的骄傲。
So I guess if somebody says, you know, I'm really humble, you know they're not.
I'm famous for humbleness.
Well, as we look at humility then, we have a couple of definitions.
The first 相反的，我们对谦卑，我们有几个定义。
The first one literally means lowliness of mind.
就是你的思想是放在非常低下的位置。
The English dictionary also says being conscious of our defects and shortcomings.
而且要清楚地知道你自己的短处跟缺陷。
And sometimes it's just simply easy to say it's the opposite of pride.
或者最简单的就是骄傲的相反词。
So as you know, I've titled my sermon this morning, Be Humble Toward One Another.
所以我今天早上给今天讲到的 取了个名字叫做彼此谦让。
It's actually in this passage in Philippians as well as one in 1 Peter.
在我们刚刚所念的腓立比书还有彼得前书里面都有。
And we've been talking about, well, before Easter, we were talking about the one another's, the different ones that we have discussed together.
在前面几个 月里面我讲到的，好几次讲到，我们提到这些彼此要做什么，彼此要做什么。
But I'm still convinced that if we as Christians would follow these one another's, it would make a huge difference in churches and in homes and in workplaces.
我深深地相信，如果我们基督徒彼此之间能够做到，这以前我所讲的这些题目，我们的教会会变得很好。
So I challenge you as we talk about be humble toward one another to let's make it our goal here at the Michiana Chinese Christian Church.
讲到，所以我希望这成为我们彼此追求的目标。
And if you'd like to follow along, there's an outline in the back of your bulletin, and there will be actually quite a few blanks to fill in this morning.
如果你要做笔记的话，在这个蓝色的程序单的后面有空格，你可以填。
Actually, I was quite amazed this week as I pulled together all the verses on pride. I probably cut out 50% of the verses, only covered about 50% of the verses I found this morning.
为了讲这篇道，我找了很多关于这个骄傲的材料，但是我今天能用到的只是不到它的一半。So
let's look first of all at the seriousness of pride.
所以我先来谈为什么骄傲是这么致命，这么重要。
And we see in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5, that God detests all the proud of heart.
在箴言16章5节里面说神真恶一个骄傲的心。
And the detest means to dislike intensely.
真恶是讲是非常的讨厌。
Other translations use words like abomination, hate, and disgusting.
所以在英文里面有许多强烈的字眼，来憎恶、厌恶、恨恶等等。
And then in Proverbs chapter 6, we see that God hates a proud look.
箴言6章里面讲到说，神恨恶骄傲的脸孔。
If you have the NIV, it says a haughty look, but it means the same thing as a proud look.
有一个就是高傲的眼睛。
And then the third thing we see is that God opposes the proud.
圣经里面讲到说神阻挡骄傲的。
James actually quotes from Proverbs and Peter also quotes from Proverbs and so this is repeated three times in the Bible about God resisting or opposing the proud.
彼得跟这个雅各他们在写这些关于骄傲的时候他们都常常去引用箴言里面的这些话。
Now just take a look at those three words, detests, hates, and opposes.
所以我们看看刚刚所提到的憎恶、恨恶跟阻挡三个字。
Are those pretty strong words?
这些是不是很强烈的字眼?
Yeah, they're really strong words. I'm thinking, wow!
所以我们看看圣经里面竟然用这么强烈的字眼来指责骄傲。
Well, If we understand Isaiah correctly, then we know that Satan fell because of pride, and that's one of the reasons why we have the problems we have in our lives in the world today.
所以我们想一想，圣经里面这个撒旦是怎么变成撒旦的呢？ 就是从他的骄傲开始。And
we know how opposed to God Satan is, and so it's part of that battle that is ongoing.
所以我们看到神跟这个撒旦中间的征战，我们就看到为什么神如此真恶。
So, do we want God opposing us or detesting us or hating our proud looks?
所以我们希望神对我们的态度是憎恶、厌恶跟阻挡吗？
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't.
对我来说，当然我不敢要这种东西。
And some other verses I found talk about with pride comes disgrace.
在圣经别处也提到骄傲来，羞耻也来。
And pride breeds quarrels.
骄傲就引起争吵。And
pride brings us low.
骄傲让我们使人卑下。And
we have some problems with pride as we look at the world around us, some people do.
所以我们看看我们周遭的这些世界，确实有一些人是很骄傲的。
How many of you remember the famous boxer Muhammad Ali?
有多少人记得这个拳王穆罕默德阿里？
He said, "It's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am."
他说，一个人像我这么伟大是很难谦卑的。
Of course, the story was told that when he was doing his best in boxing, he had gone into an airplane to fly to a particular place.
所以有这样关于他的一个故事在流传，他在打拳的全盛时期，常常要坐飞机去旅行。So
the stewardess reminded him to buckle his seatbelt.
上了飞机，这个空中小姐就请他把安全带系好。And
he looked at her with pride and contempt and says, "Superman don't need no seatbelt."
他说，像我这么超级强壮的人，怎么需要戴安全带呢？
And the stewardess replied, "Superman don't need no airplane."
然后小姐说：“你这么强壮，那还坐飞机干什么？”
And so he put on his seatbelt.
所以他就乖乖的把安全带系上。Now
I didn't let Jerry know that I had this one up here, but sometimes there's some pride around this town too.
今天给我考试，这个不在讲稿上面的。
Of course, we know with Muhammad Ali that right now he is suffering with a severe case of Parkinson's disease, and he's not Superman anymore.
我们看到今天的阿里，他正在受着这个帕金森症的痛苦。
We know that after, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but we know that after the basketball playoffs, that Notre Dame isn't too proud of their basketball team.
Notre Dame的篮球队只打了一轮就下来。
I don't listen to country.
He's a Michigan fan.
Go Michigan. Go
Blue, won last night.
Well, anyway, there. I don't listen to country music, but there's a country song that a man that I worked with used to sing.
我不太常听这个乡村音乐，但是我知道有一个人，一个唱。 唱这方面的人,
and the chorus goes like this.
还有一条歌是这样的,
"Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way."
歌词说我在各方面都是完美的，所以我很难。
I can't wait to look in the mirror because I get better looking each day.
我每天都急着要照相，照着镜子，因为每次我的越照越漂亮。
To know me is to love me. I must be a heck of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can.
我越看自己越喜欢，我一定是一个很帅的人，所以我很难变成一个谦虚的人，但是我还在努力。
And the Chinese culture, that sounds absolutely horrible, doesn't it?
对谦虚，表面上谦虚的中国人来讲，这个是。
So it's easy to look at other people and say, "Oh boy, they have a problem with pride. Look at that."
我们很容易看到别人说啊，这个人看起来很骄傲。
Sometimes pride in our own lives is very hard to detect.
但是，事实上，真正的骄傲，有时候常常不容易自己感觉得到。In
Colossians, Paul talks about those who delight in false humility.
所以圣经里面甚至有提到说，哥罗西书里面提到说，有人甚至是故意谦虚。
That's like putting on a mask saying, I am humble, but inside we're full of pride.
那好像是戴上一个谦虚的面具，但是内心里面仍然是骄傲的。
And we may have very even subtle ways of bringing out how good we are in certain areas or how good our family is or etc.
有时候我们会不经意的用一些方法，有意无意的来表现我们的骄傲。 对于我们自己的家庭，我们的小孩等等。
A pastor by the name of Dave Wilkerson wrote this.
有一个叫 Dave Wilkerson的，大概是牧师这么写过。
Many Christians would admit, well, I may be self-assured, even confident. At the worst, I may see myself as more talented or intelligent than others, but I'm not proud. I give God all the credit for what I've accomplished and for who I am. It's all in His strength.
常常听到一些基督徒这么说，我只是比较有自信，所以即使是最差的，从最差的角度来看，我只是比较聪明或是有多一点的恩赐，但是我并不是骄傲，我把这些荣耀都归给神。 而且这些都是神给我的这些力量。
And then he continues on, proud? I don't think I can honestly admit to that. After all, I walk in holiness, and I open my heart to be searched by his word. Surely he would have shown it to me.
所以我是骄傲吗? 我不认为如此，我很 诚实的承认，因为我常常在圣洁的道路上面行走，而且我常常把我的心打开，让神的话来检查我。那如果是这样的话，他会告诉我我做的对还错。
And then he goes on to say that God showed him very clearly that he did have a problem with pride.
然后他说神真正让他看到他自己有骄傲的问题。Some
of you know that my brother, who is 63 years old, had a stroke in January.
中间有些人知道我哥哥，六十几岁，他在一月份的时候中风了。And
many of you also know through your reading and study and all that there are symptoms of strokes that you can watch for.
你们有些人也知道这个医疗的常识，中风之前可能有一些征兆。And
because my brother and sister-in-law recognized the symptoms of these strokes, his stroke has turned out so it's not as bad as what it would have been.
因为他们事先能够看到一些征兆，所以这次的中风结果没有那么严重。And
so they've come up with an acrostic on the word FAST to help us to remember the symptoms of strokes.
所以，因为他们能够事先有点预防，所以，能够很快的处理。The
first one is F, face drooping. If the face starts drooping in a way that does not normally droop.
第一个征兆，中风之前，征兆就是那个脸会歪斜。Second
one is A, your arms having a weakness in that is unusual or not normal.
第二个就是你感觉到你的手臂。
The third one is S for your speech, having speech trouble speaking.
第三个是讲话困难。
And then the T is time to call 911.
最后一个就是赶快打电话求救。
You see, they know that the sooner a stroke is treated, the better the chances are that less damage will be done.
对于抢救中风，这个时间是最重要的。
And for us, the sooner pride is treated, the better the chances of less damage being done.
同样的，我们如果越早来，检讨这个骄傲，它所造成的伤害就会越小。
So I want to talk about the symptoms of pride for a few minutes.
所以像中风一样，的骄傲有哪一些征兆呢？
The first one is when we criticize others and condemn others a lot.
第一个是常常去批评别人。
Second one is when we begin to compare ourselves to other people, especially when we are always putting ourselves better than they are.
第二个是喜欢跟别人比较，而且常常看自己比别人高。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, that when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise.
保罗在二章哥林托后书第十章十二节里面讲的，这个常常去拿自己跟别人比较的时候，这些人并不是聪明人。
Third one is excessive use of my and mine and I and me.
第三个是以自我为中心，讲话的时候常常用到我这个字。
I heard some laughter. You are starting to recognize some symptoms in yourself.
中间有人笑了，大概你也看到这样的症状在你的身上。
Remember, if you're recognizing them in other people, that's pride. No elbowing. But in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, this is often interpreted as referring to Lucifer or to Satan.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十五节讲到天使这个路斯佛堕落，也就是撒旦堕落的故事。
And five times the phrase is used, I will be like the Most High, I will.
你看那段里面，撒旦用了五次，他说我要怎么样，我要怎么样。
The next three actually go pretty closely together, but the first one is demanding our own way.
第四个是要事情照我们的方法去成就。
That same guy I worked with that sang that country song that I just told you about, he was the boss.
就像我刚刚讲的那个唱这个乡村歌曲的，他是老大。
His favorite saying to me was, I don't care what you think, it's my way or the highway.
所以他讲话常常说，你要的话就照我的行，要不然就拉倒。
Which if you don't know that idiom, it means you do it my way or you're fired.
意思就是说，你要不照我的事情做的话，你就滚蛋。
The next one is feeling we're always right.
再下来是我永远是对的。
The next one which ties in as well, knowing we could do it better if they would just let us do it.
或者是我们看事情不顺眼，觉得我们可以做得更好。
You see, as we go back to Philippians, it's said in humility to consider others better than ourselves.
但是谦虚是刚刚我们所念的经文里面，谦虚是要我们看别人比自己强。
And these three are going the opposite way which our sinful nature wants to take us.
所以刚刚征兆就是来显现我们的骄傲。
Which is just the opposite. It is in pride, consider yourselves better than others.
把自己看得比别人强。
And then in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, it talks about boasting of what we have and what we do.
圣经有另外一个经节讲到说，骄傲是喜欢以我们所拥有的或是我们的成就为荣。
It says this, for everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
所以这边讲到眼目的情欲肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲这些都是不是从天父那里来，而是从这个世界来的。
So the question we have is, do we have the symptoms of pride?
所以我们要问我们自己的是， 我们有刚刚所提到的这些征兆吗？
I want you just to take a minute and look at the list there on your paper and put a mark by any that you think that you have a struggle with.
所以大家看刚刚这个程序单后面所列出来的这些征兆，我们来比比看，看看自己有没有这方面的问题。
Well, if we have the symptoms of pride, then it's time to call God's 911.
所以，假如我们有这些征兆的话，我们就要打跟神求救的911电话。
And God's 911 answers are right here in our hands.
那神的答案就在我们手里面这本圣经。
And so we want to talk about how we can be humble toward one another. Is it even possible?
所以我们要讲的是，我们怎么样能够彼此的谦卑？这是可能做得到的吗？
And of course we know it is because God doesn't give us any commands that are impossible and that he won't help us to do.
我们的答案是肯定的，我们必然能够做到，因为神不会给我们做不到的命令。
But we have to be humble and admit that we cannot do it our own and ask God to help us.
但我们必须要靠着神的帮助，要承认我们不能够靠着自己的力量来完成。
So third, let's look at some steps to humility.
所以让我们看看有一些帮助我们谦卑的步骤。
I put some because there are more verses that would help as well, but this is all I am going to start with. If you would like to do more, you may.
我这边讲的 some 就是一部分啊，当然也许你有更好的或更多的这个方法或步骤。
Would you read 1 Peter 5:6 with me? Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
这边讲的说要在神的大能面前谦卑，这样子你在需要的时候，神可以把你高举。
So we need to humble ourselves before God is the number one step.
所以在神面前谦卑是第一步。
And then it says something interesting that he will be the one who lifts us up. We don't have to do it.
然后他会帮助我们。
1 Corinthians 4:7, would you read this with me? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
就是说你有的，难道你还没有得到吗？如果你已经得到了，那你有什么好夸口的呢？
The first statement there is a rhetorical question which needs no answer because everything we have we've received from God, haven't we?
因为我们所有的东西都是从神那里来的，不是吗？
And here we thought maybe we got good grades or we have a good job or we have good health because all of us, and it tells us no, those are all gifts from God.
也许你觉得我们事业上不错，学业上不错，有这些有那些，但是这不都是从神来的吗？
We may think even our children and our possessions are all because of our doing, and it tells us here that we've received them all from God.
同样的，我们所拥有的，包括我们的儿女，啊，也不是我们是功劳，是从神那里来的。
So Paul asks, why do we go around bragging about things that have been given to us as a gift?
所以保罗的意思就是说，为什么我们要靠着这些东西来夸口了？这不是都是神所供应你的吗？
So we need to acknowledge that everything we have is a gift from God.
所以我们必须要在一开始就知道这些东西是从神所赐的。
Now by this I'm not saying that we don't have to do our part, but the talents and the gifts and our children and the rest are gifts from God.
我并不是说我们什么事情都不要做，但是我们要知道这些好处，这些恩赐，甚至我们的儿女，都是神所赐给我们的。
And the next one that we've really talked about some already is Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
再来是腓立比书第二章三节。
And the basic thing there is the last part where it says, consider others better than yourselves.
刚刚所念的，要看别人比自己强。
And that is really hard for us to do in some areas.
这个对有些人来说是非常难做到的。
Because some of us have had some great training and we have had some great successes, and it's hard to consider other people better than ourselves.
因为我们曾经在某些东西或事情上面，我们受过特殊的训练，所以很难想象说别人可以比我们更好。
As I said earlier, our human tendency is to consider ourselves better than others.
因为人的本性是相信自己比别人好。
And then the next one is Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
下一个步骤是马太20:28。
And Jesus said this, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣讲到自己说，人子来到世界上不是受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且把他的生命作为世人的赎价。
So we need to follow Jesus' example of being a servant.
所以我们要来学习耶稣基督做一个仆人的样式。
Do you remember that Jesus is God?
你记得吗？耶稣自己本身是神。
And he's setting the example of serving for us.
但是他却设立了一个服侍人的一个典范。
Do you remember when this was a servant's job and there was no servant there, so Jesus got down and washed everybody's dirty feet?
就是他为门徒们洗脚。
I mean, we're talking about God kneeling before people and washing their feet.
我们看到神自己在人的面前跪下来替人洗脚。
And then Jesus goes on and says in that passage that we are no better than the master and we should follow his example.
然后耶稣洗完脚以后，他这样讲，他说学生不能高过先生，所以我这个做先生的还替你们洗脚。
And James chapter 3 verse 13 says this, Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom.
雅各书2:13说，在你们中间有谁是聪明有智慧的人呢？就让他来在他的生命里面显出来，怎么样显出来呢？就是在他们的行为上面用谦卑在他的行为上是谦卑的，而且这个谦卑是从神所赐的智慧来的。
Based on Jesus' example and in this passage, I have a suggestion for you.
所以照着神所赐给我们的话语，我有这些话跟大家讲。
Find someone to serve in a very lowly way and serve them.
就是你去找一个人，你可以帮助他的，你可以服侍他的，而且是谦卑的去服侍他。
Something that nobody else is ever going to know about, so you won't have a temptation to brag about it.
而且最好不要让别人知道。所以你不会引以为傲。
Because sometimes we can do things in a serving way and then brag about them and that's not humble at all.
因为有时候我们可以去做一件服事，但是却喜欢夸耀它。
And then the last one I'm going to list here is give all praise back to God.
最后再下一点是把所有的荣耀都归回去给神。
Joe Briscoe, whose husband is a pastor in Wisconsin.
有这位Joe Briscoe 太太，她是个牧师的夫人。
Told a story about Corrie ten Boom.
她讲到一个这个有名的作家叫做 Corrie ten Boom.
Corrie ten Boom was in the Netherlands or Holland during World War II when Hitler invaded.
Ten Boom 是一个荷兰人，他在二次大战的时候遭到希特勒的军队的占领。
She and her family decided to hide some Jews so they would not be killed.
她跟她的家人决定来窝藏一些犹太人, 所以这些犹太人不会被抓到集中营里面去处死。
As a result, she and her sister Betsy ended up in a Nazi prison camp.
因为他们窝藏这些犹太人, 结果被德军抓起来, 她跟她姐姐也被丢进这个集中营里面。
Her sister Betsy died, but Corey survived.
她的姐姐Betsy在集中营里面死掉了, 但是Corey幸存下来。
After the war was over, God gave Corey a great ministry of talking to people about the experiences that she had in prison and what God taught her through them.
二战结束以后, 神给了Corey Tenboom一个, 很大的一个, 这个传福音的机会, 就是他常常去做见证。
And so she said, Jill, people thank me so much, and it used to worry me because I didn't want to get a big head.
当这个Jill, 这个牧师太太跟这个Corey有一次谈话的时候, Corey告诉她说, Jill, 很多人对我, 常常对我有这么多的感谢, 但是却让我觉得, 很焦虑。
So I began to collect those compliments like flowers.
所以我就开始把这些人对我的称赞收集起来, 好像我去收集这些野地的花一样。
Thank you, I'd say, thank you, thank you, thank you.
我谢谢他们对我的称赞。
Then at the end of the day, I'd kneel down and I'd say, here you are, Jesus, they're all yours.
然后在每天结束的时候, 我把这些人对我称赞放到主的面前说, 主啊, 这些都是给你的。
Now I know some of you think that I am finishing my sermon early, but it's not done yet.
有些人以为我现在就要提早结束, 今天的讲道事实上还没有。
I started by telling you the verse from Proverbs where it says that pride goes before destruction.
刚刚我曾经引用, 箴言里面讲到的就是, 在这个跌倒或是破坏产生之前必有骄傲。
It also says a haughty spirit goes before a fall.
对吧,看看, 跟大家讲一下怎么样在这个骄傲之前, 一个人跌倒之前必有骄傲。
And so I want you to know this morning that I'm not just standing up here preaching a sermon. I want to tell you a life experience and what God's taught me.
所以我要换到一个低一点的地方, 来讲我自己亲身的经历。
And believe me, I'm not proud of it.
请大家相信我不是在这里, 夸口。
25 years ago, if you would have asked me, Steve, do you have a problem with pride? I would have said, I don't think so, no.
也许25年前你问我, Steve, 你觉得你自己, 会骄傲吗? 我大概会跟你讲说我不觉得我自己骄傲。
It was kind of like the people that Dave Wilkerson was talking about early. Who? Me? Have a problem with pride? Oh, no.
就像刚刚所讲的Dave, Wilkerson, 他不觉得自己有骄傲的问题。
The truth of the matter is, I did have a very big problem with pride, and I just didn't know it.
事实上,我确实有骄傲的问题, 我自己却不能够感觉得到。
I had been at this particular church at that time for 10 years, and according to the standards of, quote, success, it was a very successful church.
我在一个, 教会里面, 有10年, 可能是牧会啊。 按照人的标准, 这个教会是相当成功的。
And as a result, what happened is pride started to creep in, and I wasn't even aware of it.
也因为教会的成功, 或者是我把教会带得很好, 所以骄傲进到我的心里面, 我自己却不知道。
I started to think that, hey, I know how to do this. I got the answers. I'm pretty good.
我觉得, 心里面感觉很良好，自我感觉良好，我觉得在很多方面我都知道怎么做。
And God gave me several opportunities to really see the pride of my life, but I was just oblivious to it.
我记得神在那时候有一些机会来点醒我有一些问题，但是呢，我却视而不见。
So I was a senior pastor at that church, and I went to another church as associate pastor.
然后我又从那个教会原来那个教会我是主任牧师，然后换到另外一个教会我是副牧师。
And I started criticizing this and saying, why don't they do it this way? Why do they do it that way? Blah, blah, blah. I kept going on criticizing everything.
所以到了第二个教会，我看很多事情我都不顺眼。
I thought if they just listen to me, it'd get done right.
我觉得如果他们都听我讲的，我建议的，那事情就可以做得更好。
And if you would have asked me, I might have admitted that I did have a problem with a critical spirit, but I would not have said it was pride.
也许您这时候问我，我也许会说，是的，我对很多事情提出批评，但是我不认为我是骄傲的。
But the truth of the matter is, it was a problem of pride.
但是后来我才晓得说这是骄傲。
I not only became critical of that church, but I became critical of American churches in general.
后来我不单是对那个第二个教会不满，或者是有很多的批评，我对这个整个美国教会都有很多的批评。
So I said, oh, I know it. Well, do we just go start a new church, brand new church. It'll be, everything will be perfect and everything will work out great.
所以我想到最好的解决方法就是我出去自己再创一间教会，重新开始，就不会有一些老问题留在那里。
Actually, the new church went well for a while.
所以刚开始这个新成立的教会，进行得很顺利。
But God was going to show me what my problem was.
但神就开始来告诉我，或是让我看到我的问题。
After a few years, the dream that I had was, like I talked about last Sunday, was totally shattered.
不到几年，我这原来的梦想破灭了。
I usually would be able to come up against a problem and figure out a solution. I came up against problems there, and I could not solve them no matter what I did.
我以前都能够找出问题，解决问题的方案。但是在这个我自己所成立的教会里面，我却无法解决问题。
And I had to admit that this church was really no better than other American churches. In some ways, it was worse.
我自己必须要承认，这个我所带起来的教会，同样的有原来其他教会的那些问题，甚至还有更多更不好的问题。
So I resigned and left with a lot of hurt, disillusionment, and not really even being interested in continuing in the ministry.
所以我也受到很大的伤害，我辞职了，我心里面有很多的幻想破灭了。
Of course, it wasn't my fault. You know, those people just would have done what they should have done and everything would have been fine.
当然我会说这绝对不是我的错，因为那些人不听我讲的话。
I told you I'm not proud of this,
but it is true. 我告诉你说我不是一个骄傲的。
Well, a few years later, I had an opportunity to go to Africa for 3 months to do discipleship.
所以几年之后，我有一个机会去到南非，去做一些训练门徒的工作，有3个月之久。
And I had another dream, and I was excited because I got to do discipleship.And because I heard a lot of stories about the South African church, it made it sound like it was much better than the American church.
我那时候感觉非常兴奋啊，因为我觉得我听到一些关于南非教会的事情，我觉得他们比这个北美的教会要好得多。
Well, as you can tell, I hadn't learned my lesson yet, and as we say, sometimes God just uses a bigger hammer.
所以你可以看到我并没有真正的学到我的功课，所以神就要给我一个更大的锤子来锤我。
Even though I got along quite well with the South Africans, I found out that their churches, interestingly enough, had the same problems as American churches.
所以我到了南非这些教会，我跟这些人相处都非常好，但是 我在那里观察到他们同样的有美国教会的这些问题。
But far worse, this may surprise you, was the missionary I had to work with.
而且给我一个最大的惊奇或者这个意外，就是一个我要跟一个派遣到那边的宣教士一起工作。
Well, I fell into my same patterns of criticizing and all. He had his faults too. I'm not going to go into those, but he had his faults too, and so we just clashed.
我跟他不合，因为他确实有一些缺点，那我也常常去批评他。
After 6 weeks, he told me to go home.
六个礼拜以后，他就说：“老兄，你最好回美国吧。”
I was never so humiliated in my whole life.
那是我一生里面受到了最大的一个打击。
I went through again shattered dreams, through depression, and really a lot of disillusionment.
所以我的幻想破灭了，我觉得我很消沉。
And of course, my initial response was to blame the missionary. It's his fault, you know, not me.
当然，一开始我总是把责任推到对方的身上。
But with the help of some godly counsels from some friends and all, I found out that a lot of it was me.
但后来经过一些好的朋友对我，照着圣经的教导来，劝我，我才看到有很多是我自己的问题。
And God began to show me that I had a big problem with pride.
神让我看到我有很多骄傲的问题。
We talked about earlier pride that he hates, pride that he resists, pride that he detests.
这就是我刚刚所提到的，常常一个骄傲的人看不到自己的骄傲。
And I came to the place where I admitted it. I confessed it as sin.I repented of it, and I asked for forgiveness.
所以我到了一个地步，我真正看到我自己的问题，并且在神面前，忏悔。
I'd like to tell you the problem just went away then, and there's no more problem with the struggle with pride.
我可以告诉你说，从那以后就没有这些问题了。
But I still struggle with it often.
事实上并不是这样子，我仍然会，在这些问题上面。
But there's something that has changed significantly.
但是有一方面是有非常显著的不同。
That's when that ugly head of pride starts rearing up in my life. The Holy Spirit shows me almost immediately, there's that enemy. Watch out.
但就是说，当我的骄傲要抬头要起来的时候。圣灵就马上能够提醒我说，这个可怕的东西又来了，你要小心。
And I ask God to help me to keep a humble spirit. I don't ask Him to humble me. I don't want to go through that again. But I ask Him to help me keep a humble spirit.
所以我就求神让我有一个谦卑的心，我不要神再打击我了。
And He has even checked me out in another area just in the last 3 years.Not in my notes, I'm sorry, Jerry.
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
But God has checked me out in another area in my life in the last 3 years.
神在我生命里面的另外一个方面，过去三年，在这方面来试炼我。
2.5 years ago, my son-in-law left my daughter for another woman and divorced her.
两年半以前，我的女婿抛弃我的女儿，跟着另外一个女人跑了，跟她离婚，跟我女儿离婚。
Something that is foreign to my family.
这个是在我们这个大家族里面从来没有发生过的事情。
I come from a family of 9 and there are no divorces. My wife comes from a family of 5 and there are no divorces until our daughter had a divorce.
我自己有九个弟兄姐妹，我太太有五个弟兄姐妹。我们这两个家族合起来，里面没有人离过婚的。
And it's been difficult, but God has helped me to do this. He's helped me to say, Steve, this is going to help you to minister to other people who whose children do the same thing or go through the same thing.
我觉得神要用这件事情来教导我，以至于我能够去帮助其他人，当他们有面对同样困难的时候。
I can't begin to tell you how serious of a thing pride is.
我无法跟大家强调，或者更加的强调这个高傲是多么严重的事情。
Even though I don't know much about this church, I have been around many churches in my life, and I would guess that many problems have been caused here in this church because of pride.
虽然我在这个教会时间很短，但是我相信，这个教会也跟其他的教会我所经过的一样，有许多的问题都是从骄傲开始的。
I can also tell you that probably many of the homes, or some of the homes anyway, represented right here this morning, there's some serious problems because of pride.
同样的，很多家庭的问题。 包括在我们中间的一些家庭的问题，也都是从骄傲开始的。
My challenge to you this morning is that you would allow God to put the searchlight onto your heart and your life to show you if there are symptoms of pride in your life.
所以今天早上我要给大家的挑战是说，我要请大家把自己的心打开，求神用他的探照灯来照亮你。
If I were a medical doctor and you came to me and I said I had these symptoms and these symptoms, I said, oh, you have heart problems, as Dr. Dan would probably say, I would beg with you to get some testing done to take care of the problem.
所以当你去看医生的时候，医生要你先去做一些检查，能够检测出一些指标。同样的，我们可以用在这方面。
And this morning, if the Holy Spirit has shown you in your life that you have symptoms of pride, I beg with you, do something about it.
所以今天早上，如果圣灵让你感觉到你生命里面确实有一些关于骄傲的问题，我祈求你要赶快的对付它。If
you have that critical spirit, I can do it better. All those things we talked about, do something about it.
如果你感觉到你常常去批评别人， 你觉得自己总是比别人强，那你要赶快去对付这样一个罪。It's
not really easy for me to stand up here and tell you about my failures in the past.
我要站在人前跟大家讲这些我生命里面这些挫折是很不容易的。But
if I can help just one person this morning to keep from going through what I went through, it's worth it.
但是我觉得，只要我所今天所讲的能够帮助中间一个人，不要再重蹈我的覆辙，这就是值得的。If
I can help the church avoid problems because of pride, it's worth it.
如果我所说的能够帮助这个教会来不要再犯这样的错误，那就是值得的。And
if I can help even one family in the church, it's worth it.
或者是能够用我的过去所犯的错误来帮助我们中间任何一个家庭，那也是值得。Be
humble toward one another. That's God's word for us today.
所以让我们照着神所说的，我们能够彼此的谦虚或谦让。
This is how I'd like us to close before we have the closing song. I'd like to just have you bow your head and close your eyes and spend some time talking to God.
所以我要请大家把头低下来，把眼睛闭起来，你自己在神面前来检讨。
And if he's speaking to you about anything, don't make excuses. Just agree with him that it's sin and you need to do something about it. Just confess it.
如果圣灵指出你有骄傲这方面的罪，不要抵挡它，不要用各样的借口去搪塞。
and then ask him for his help in doing what he wants you to do.
要向神求告、求救。
As we close in prayer, I would like to pray for you if you feel a need this morning. If you want to raise your hand and say, please pray for me, I do struggle with the problem of pride.
I'll pray for you. 如果你在这方面挣扎有这些问题，你需要向神求帮助我愿意为你祷告如果你有这样的需要，请你把手举起来。
Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.A lot of people raising their hands, so we know it's something we need God's help in.
看到有人举手，就知道这个问题是很常见的。
God, we thank you today for the example of Jesus Christ.
所以我们谢谢你今天给我们耶稣基督做谦卑的榜样。
He is God, but he humbled himself and came to this earth.
他自己是神，却来到这个世界上。
He served. He washed people's feet. He died on the cross for us.
来服侍人，来为人洗脚，甚至在十字架上面牺牲他自己。
God, in our hearts as Christians, we want to be the followers of Jesus Christ.
我们做基督徒的愿意学习耶稣基督的样式。
It goes very much against our human sinful nature.
常常我们想照着神的方法做，是跟我们肉体的这些罪的意念是冲突的。
So we ask humbly, we ask for your help today.
我们在神你面前谦卑，请求你帮助我们。
I pray for these who are humble enough to raise their hand and say, I struggle with pride, please pray for me.
特别是为刚刚这些谦卑举手需要帮助的，特别求主你看顾。
Pray, Lord, you'd help them to take the steps of confession and repentance.
就是帮助他们先在你面前认罪，悔改。
I pray that the Holy Spirit would do for them what he does for me and just show them immediately when pride is creeping into their lives.
求圣灵帮助他们，就像圣灵帮助我一样，来对付骄傲的问题。
We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts today. Just help us to be obedient.
主啊，我们感谢你，让圣灵在我们的心中运行。
And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们把赞美荣耀归给你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。